Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston indie pop band Little Fuss is a newcomer to the music scene. The group got together at Berklee College of Music and quickly caused a stir. The band has locked in a slot at Boston Calling, the city's biggest music festival, and it was nominated for a Boston Music Award before its first album was even released.
I just took a hit of my worst desires. Now my eyes, they kind of burn and the room's on fire, but I'm playing it cool in the corner like I'm used to.
The album by Little Fuss is called Girls at Parties. It looks at the insecurities of young adulthood through a feminist lens. And WBUR's Amelia Mason says its melodies surpass anything you'll hear in the top 40. In this latest segment of Sound On, our series on rising local musicians, Amelia says the big fuss over Little Fuss is well-deserved.
The first thing I noticed when I listened to Little Fuss is the voice of singer Olive Martinez.
I'm not too comfortable in this.
It's ethereal and very emotive.
Guess I'd rather talk over paper.
Martinez is the band's primary lyricist, so her perspective as a young woman and a feminist is a big part of the band's sound, too. But that sound is shaped just as much by her collaborator, producer-guitarist Cody Von Lemden. The pair met in a freshman program studying abroad at Berklee's campus in Spain, and they started writing music together right away. Von Lemden is a meticulous producer. His arrangements are really layered, and they sound synth-driven, but actually he's just making very creative use of guitar effects pedals. So he can make guitars sound grimy or computerized or sparkly. And he adds these little flourishes that just take the songs to another level. One of my favorite moments is on the track, She's a Liar. Von Lemden also uses Martinez's voice like it's another instrument. I love how he mixed her harmonies and backing vocals on the song Guardian Angel. The melodies for most of the songs are written by Martinez, and I think she's really gifted. Take the song A Modern Olympia. The hook has a lot of contrast in it. It starts with these long, high notes, which then cascade down kind of propulsively. Martinez has a lot of training in music theory, but she writes very intuitively, by ear. She came up with the melody for A Modern Olympia one day while she was in the shower.
Falling out of good graces with the reverend.
Little Fuss is no longer a duo. They now have a bassist, Delia Martin, and a drummer, Victor Oliveira, both Berklee students like the two original members. Oliveira says he was already a fan of Little Fuss.
You know, when, like, your ears just, like, they catch on something and it kind of feels like home. And it's not necessarily something that you heard before, but it kind of feels familiar. Yeah, it had a little bit of that.
I think Oliveira puts it really well. Little Fuss makes music that's very much within the pop music idiom, but still manages to sound original. Cody Von Lemden explains it this way.
For me, like, I feel a responsibility to make our songs competitive and make them able to be played next to other songs on the radio and not have people bat an eye, but then also infusing that with a sense of songwriting and lyricism that's been lost in a lot of pop music.
I don't think you can talk about Little Fuss's new album without also talking about the ideas that tie the songs together. The album's title, Girls at Parties, evokes an image of young women as objects, you know, being looked at, being consumed. But the songs are written from the women's point of view, and this was intentional. Martinez says her idea was you could listen to all the songs and hear the story of one party from the point of view of 10 different women, or you could hear it as 10 different parties attended by the same person.
Even if it's the same girl going to a bunch of different parties, she can contradict herself and one song be thinking about this thing, and then the next song be thinking about a totally different thing.
A lot of the songs are about feeling out of place in social situations. I pass a girl who's crying in the bathroom with a friend, and another who looks bitter because she's stuck inside her head. A couple left together, but I heard he crashed the car. Guess the girl thinks it was karma and still gonna leave a scar. Feeling alone at a party is an experience plenty of people can relate to. Little Fuss is really committed to making relatable music from a young woman's point of view.
You can find Amelia's full write-up on Little Fuss and some great pictures of the band at wbur.org.